Good to see
Blog
you all.
Talk Radio.
Hey everyone, it's good to see you all alive and happy and whatever it is. It is with a heavy heart that we all know that Ashy Knuckles passed away the other day, and I'm not happy about it. I mean, this guy gave everything to La Costa Nostra. He came over from, I think it was Mob Wars. And it was such a surprise to see him go because he was just in the arena the other day. You know, it's hard when you see someone posting in the arena and 2 weeks later they have gone. It really hurt my heart. And as much as I want to say that I'm just a hateful bitch, I'm just not. I'm not a hateful bitch. I love that guy because we didn't just play the game on LCN. We actually conversed and spent some time playing other games with each other. So, and yeah, I didn't know him. I didn't go out to see him like other people have. But it's a sad day in LCN. It really is. Aaron was a good guy. He would take the worst of situations and make it into a better situation. And that's kind of cool in my book because I can't seem to do that. I have never been able to do that, and this guy could. So for him to be so loving and so caring, he was just playing his game if he attacked you more than once. And he was just guy. There aren't so many good guys out there in the LCN forum or arena or whatever. There's a lot of assholes out there that I wish could have taken his place. But we can't, you know, we can't, we can't trade one for another. And that's okay. I think he's going to be good up there clicking. And maybe he'll click for us all. I don't really know what to say because I'm just not good with the D-E-D word. It's just not what I don't know. I don't plan for that stuff and I don't look forward to it. So, all right, moving on. This show is dedicated to Ashy Knuckles because he was a good guy. He didn't care if you pissed him off or whatever. He would just get you back in banter, and that was always great. And I love that when I was in SICU, he didn't care that I was in SICU. He knew who I really was. And he gave me the benefit of the doubt, even when I went to SICU. And he didn't care what everyone else said. Oh, Alicia's in SICU, blah, blah, blah. He just didn't do that. That's not the type of person he was. So it really hit me hard when I found out that he passed away. It really hit me hard because he was so good to this game. He was so vibrant and just everything. I wish that so many people were like he was in this game. And I'm sorry, but I didn't want to cry. I didn't mean to cry. I just wanted to say that he will be missed so damn much because he made every one of us laugh. He made us all laugh. And you know what? It takes more balls to make someone laugh out loud and make someone smile every day. That's what it takes in this game. We don't, I mean, of course we're fighting each other. Of course we don't like each other, but that guy was such a good guy. And I will miss the shit out of him. I will. But, okay, moving on. Because I can't really do that, you know, that shit. I just really can't think about it. I don't want to think about it. What I do want to say is hello, everyone, and welcome to Mob Wars LCN Arena Chat. And he did love this show, no matter what anyone says. He really did. He always texts me or Facebook messages me. He's like, oh, Alicia, when are you going to get a show on? I can only do so many shows. And I can only do so many things because I can't talk about the same shit every day. I just can't do that. So this is dedicated to Ashy Knuckles. And this is dedicated to his legacy, our game. And let me start this out by saying, I hate when people think that just because they're coming into the game, that they are the people that are keeping this game afloat. Do not trash the name. And do not trash the people that have always kept this game afloat, that have been here for 7 years and have been clicking for 7 years. It really upsets me when I get on online and I see people posting in World Chat how they are the ones keeping this game alive, how they are the ones that are, what's the word for it? Apparently, because if they didn't spin, there would be no game. Listen up, and I'm just going to say this I'm going to say this once. You weren't here 7 fucking years ago. You haven't been here for the last 7 years, and you will come and you will go. And it's really petty for you to say that you are the ones that are keeping this game afloat. You're not. You're not keeping this game afloat. You can spend your whatever thousands of dollars that you want to, or to get up to whatever level that you have to. But let me make this very clear to everyone. I wasn't upset that people were spending money. What I was upset about is that you are not really clicking, you stupid ass little bitch. If you can click that goddamn much, then you have a fucking problem within your own self. If you can click 20 times in a second, then that's a fucking goddamn problem. I don't care if you fucking spend. I could give 2 shits if you fucking spend money. We have all done it. We have been here spending money for the last 7 years. So if you think that just because you come in, spend whatever you have to spend, and you do it in 90 days, good for you. You know what that means? Here's what it means. You have no fucking life. You have no fucking, you have nothing else better to do with your goddamn money than to sit here and play on this clicking game. I could care less if you fucking spend money. Suck my dick, Antonia. You are gonna really, really rue the day when you get up to 11,000 or whatever it is that you want or that you need to do. Hey, no one in the 11,000 mark touches me. No one does it. And you want to know why? because I have an ambush button. I could give two shits less. I came in earlier. I got off work early, and I logged into my laptop, and the game came up, and I was reading raw chat. Yeah, I'm banned. You want to know why I'm banned? Because you made sure that you got me banned. I didn't really get banned for anything that was relevant or I didn't say anything that wasn't true. What I said was that you cannot click that goddamn much. And if you do, sweetheart, well, from me to you, you have no fucking life. And if you want to sit here and say that the people that list you or the people that attack your syndicate, well, oh, so be it. I guess we have no lives as well. You're just a little, you know what you are? You're just a wannabe. You were number one in Mafia Wars, and you want to be number one in LCN. So go for it, baby doll. Get your ass up there. Keep clicking. Keep doing whatever it is that you're doing, and keep on. Because you know what? In no time soon, you will be at 11,000, and you will have no one that will attack you. That's just the way it is. And if you want to say that I'm a shitty person or that everyone else is a shitty person for saying that, hey, you're a fucking bot. Well, if you want to keep clicking, well, keep clicking. I don't care. Spend as much as you want to spend. Line the pockets of Kano's. Kano, if that's what you have to do, dear job. Listen, what really does piss me off is that you think you know me. Bitch, you don't know me. You don't know what I'm doing. You have no fucking clue. And for you to sit there and act like that you know me, you have no idea who I am. I play the game, and that's what I do. I'm sorry if your little punk ass can't keep up with my clicks, because I will always be able to ambush you. I will always be able to rig your ignition. And you know what? There's nothing else that you can say about that. So sit on there on wall chat, now that you've got most of the older players banned. And I know it was you, because it's always you. You always, you know, what really gets me is that you're like, you sit on wall chat and you say, I don't do this, I don't do that, you lying sack of shit. You do everything for Kano. You are like their little bitch boy. You know how some little bitch boys bend over and take it up the ass? As long as they're getting paid, they don't care. They're just going to keep on fucking you in the ass. And you know what? Spend your money. I could care less if you spend your goddamn money. We all have. We have all spent our goddamn money. And for you to sit on World Chat and say, hey, I didn't do nothing wrong. I was just clicking. I was just, you know, doing whatever. All I did was click, you know, 40 million times in a second. I swear I didn't do anything. Ask Kano. I could give two shits about Kano, because all Kano cares about is their goddamn money. So as long as you're paying them, they will say whatever they have to say for you. Suck my fat little dick, bitch, because I don't care. That's just the way it is. For you to get on there and say that I'm being used? Oh, no, sweetheart. I'm not being used. I'm not drunk. I'm not whatever it is that you say that or you think that I am. What it is that your little pussy ass, no matter how much you spend, I will always ambush you. I will always win because you don't have the skills enough to beat me, bitch. Period. You don't have the clicking skills to say, hey, Alicia, No, I don't think so. I will keep on fucking punching your little stupid ass, and I will keep on enlightening your what's it called? Oh, 'cause I saw that today. Your kids. Did you really just sit there and call your syndicate your kids? Bitch, grown ass fucking people. Grown ass fucking people. And for you, it's like I can't even fathom it. If someone in this game ever called me their kid, unless it was my fucking father, then you better be damn sure that I'm gonna fucking list your ass, you piece of shit. I mean, I'm your kid? Or they're your kids? No, stupid. They're your syndicate members. And I don't even know who you have in your syndicate, to be honest, but to say that kids, no, stupid, they're not your fucking kids. They're grown ass fucking people. And it's really funny how you say that they're your kids. What bothers me the most is that they let you say that. That is, I think, the worst part of everything is that they let you take advantage of them like that. They let you do that kind of shit. Who the fuck do you think you're gonna come in to our game and play the game? We're not gonna be your kids. We're not gonna be your whatever it is that you think that is going on. Trust me, sweetheart, we will never let it happen. And Tom, whatever his fucking run-on name is, he's just funny for him to sit there and type out dot 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 blah 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 blah. And we will let you have him for real. He is just such a shithead anyway. And since he was apparently impacting the world with his vacation when he was really sitting on his fucking couch or bedroom eating Cheetos off his chest. Yeah, you can have him. We don't want him. We really don't. We don't give a shit about Tom. Not I say he's got the ice cream, like the strawberry, the chocolate, and the Neapolitan. That's what I was thinking. Yes, you can have Tom Neapolitan ice cream because we really don't want him. Ooh, now that I'm done bitching and everything is cool, I'm sorry. I just had to let that out. And I just had to let it go because I'm over this shit. You didn't come in and start paying for our game so that we could play it. Bitch, please. We've been fucking paying for 7 years, you cunt. You didn't come in and start giving. No, all you did was come in and start giving the devs some money. That's all you did. That you didn't come in and give us the right to play. You fucking hoity-toity twat. You didn't come in and give us the right to play this game now. Yeah, really? You really said that in World Chat. Hey Juan. Listen, I'm gonna pay game, and that's why you all can play. It's 'cause I'm giving money so that you all can play. Are you fucking serious right now? No, you did not fucking pay for this fucking game. We did it. We did it on our goddamn every day we got online. We are the ones that paid for this game. How dare you come into this game of ours and say that you pay so that we can play? Bitch, please. We paid so that we could play. Not you, not anyone else, but the rest of us that have been here for the last 7 years. You fucking tort. I'm so sick and tired of you thinking that. Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Go ahead and play your game. Go ahead and pay for your game. I don't care. Get up to 11,000. Get up to 12,000. I could give two shits fucking less. And for your fucking syndicate to sit there and say it the same, you little bitches. No. We, the players that have been here for the last 7 years, made it possible for you to come into this game and play it. It wasn't because you came in 3 months ago and started playing. Fuck you and fuck your fucking goddamn entitled ass shit. I don't care. I don't have to ask the Kano devs. I don't have to ask them anything. I know what's going on. I don't have to. I'm a smart fucking girl. And you know what? My smart ass says that you are a fucking bot. And I don't give a fuck. If anyone wants to keep on saying that I am wrong, I don't care. You can click all fucking day long. But you will not get the levels that you have in a matter of 3 months. No one in this entirety of the game has been able to do that. And if you want to say, yeah, number one, fuck you. You're number one. Bitch, go and rest in peace. You bitch. Because that's all you are. And I don't care if everyone on World Chat wants to kiss your ass and say, oh, I love you, Antonio, I love you. Fuck them. I really don't give a shit about them either. This is what is going to happen in the next few months. Here's how it's going to go. You are going to ruin this game like you ruined the last game you were in. You are going to fuck it all up for the rest of us. You are going to, it's because of people like you that are going to do this. And you can sit there and say, I have not bought any weapons or whatever, but you're a lion sack of shit because everyone can see your fucking weapons, bitch, when you fucking attack someone. Everyone can see everything that you have bought. Everyone can see everything that you have done. And if you think that we're that stupid, you're a fucking idiot and you're a fucking moron if you think that we're going to sit by and let you do that. You know, you want to know why you hate DNA and Angela so much? Let me tell you why you hate DNA and Angela so much. Because they call you out on your bullshit. They call you out on your lies and all the things that you want to say. I haven't done anything. I swear I paid for everything. Yeah, we know that you paid for everything. No one is disputing that. What we're disputing is the fact that you can't click that goddamn much. Seriously, you cannot. Earlier, I got on to World Chat, and I watched you say goodbye to everyone on World Chat. I think it was, I have to go deal with my uncle and his whatever, but yet you were still on raids, fucking clicking away and, you know, leveling. So what the fuck, bitch? What? I cannot sit here and fathom your little lies, because it's just lies. It's really just funny to watch. You say that I'm drunk. You say that all this and all that. Well, when it all boils down to it, is that all you have to say? A drunk can be truthful at a point in time, and that's okay. But you know what? Breather. Because I have to, and I want to think about not getting on to Antonia, because this is not what this show is about. This show is about Aaron and Ashy and what we loved about him. And I'm sorry that I just don't want his memory trashed because of stupid people that are going to eventually kill this game. And it will happen. they will make it into their game. They will make it into Mafia Wars, and they will eventually kill this game. I give it a year, if that. So, be right back in 5 minutes. Thanks, all. All right. Only like a minute of silence. Sorry, I had to step off and take a breather. Everyone has to take a breather every now and then, even in the game. So, new news. There is none. Kano still sucks. Kano are apparently cutting out people for posting on the forums. That's pretty shitty, isn't it? But Kano, that's what Kano does. I sent in a ticket about how there is a freedom of speech law in Canada, but they have the right to refuse anyone service, apparently. But they still don't. They still can't give out the right to take our money. So that is what has been happening. Everyone that's really anyone has been banned on World Chat. I have thought that maybe someone should make a World Chat for the people that don't want to be in World Chat, where you can say whatever it is that you have to say and you are not banned for it. I have thrown that idea out, but apparently no one wants to come up with the group. I think it's good to be heard. I think it's good to be whatever. People may say that the arena for haters, but it's really not. It's just where we speak our mind, and it's just where everyone can let go of their feelings and talk about whatever. Yeah, we do have feelings, us clickers. And we like to get it out. If I have something to say, I want to say it. And everyone should be entitled to that. So I really think that if someone could make up like a group or a chat where no one gets kicked out for saying whatever it is that they have to say, like, you're a fucking cunt, Antonia. Well, I say that on the arena, but you know, no big deal. But I think that there should be a world chat that isn't really a world chat, but that everyone should be invited to it. And everyone, new people, old people, everyone should be invited to say whatever it is that they have to say. Don't kick someone out because they're just a douchebag or whatever, because there are lots of douchebags. Lots and lots of douchebags in this game. And I'm one of them. I am definitely one of the assholes in this game. So, if anyone could maybe one day make a chat to where no one, even James Fusion, I mean, who can stand that guy? It's so fucking funny that actually asked him back after he got in, and it's so funny. Who could really give up Michaela? I mean, oh, that little bitch right there. Oh, Jesus Christ. She is a hoot and a holler, I guess. And it's so fun to watch her just melt the fuck down. And you want to know why she has so many listings? Because, who is it? Maurice is too busy listing her to, he won't even list my ass because he's such a cheap fuck, but he'll list her ass just to make sure that she doesn't, reset. So that's kind of funny. And another thing is that Sniper Ghost got into Stickyou. That's kind of fucking funny. They lost Lizzie because, you know, Stickyou. They lost Lizzie. which I'm kind of glad that she left because Sikyu didn't deserve her to be in with, and Sikyu doesn't even really know what to do with their own gut themselves. So all they kind of do is just hit on TM. And they made Dell. Dell, their number one guy. Are you damn... Have you lost everyone in your syndicate that you have to make Dell your leader? That's kind of funny. It's actually hilarious. And to boot, guy can't even form a phrase of a sentence and say, "Hey, Alicia." No, all he wants to say is, "Are you kidding me?" Yeah, I'm not kidding you, dude. I will punch your ass every day. Every day of every day of every day, because you have always been a dick. You've just not really ever been a nice guy. The only people you're nice to are the people that are in your group. And once they leave your group, you're an asshole. Just saying. Just a dick. Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let me reply to someone. Yes. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Trying to read the arena chat, which is a great, great group of people. When Fire and Ice is saying that he is an asshat. An asshat to syndicate members too. Well, I was there, and don't get me wrong, everyone. I spent a lot of time in Sikyu, and I'm not about getting down on. Let me rephrase that. I wasn't about all the hoopla and shit that were on Peter and Shani. I think Shani is his wife, so she kind of has to, like, go with it, but you are a bunch of alt. Mo has Catwoman, by the way. Yes, that's an alt. Peter has Christy, what was the one that Shani left to the devs? Cat O' Nine Tails? Peter has so many alts, I don't even think that he can even get with them all. But they're all punching me now, so it really doesn't matter. But yeah, Sticky is a bunch of alts. And that's what it is. And I didn't agree with them putting up Sean. I didn't agree with it was like, how are you sitting there typing out the words that you are typing against Sean, saying that he's an alt, when you fucktards have at least six in this very own syndicate? So that is why I left Sikyu. It had nothing to do with anyone else. It had nothing to do. It's just I couldn't be there anymore. I could not be in a syndicate full of alts when they are the ones reporting people for being alts. That's just dumb. Don't fucking sit there when you know that you're playing two or three accounts and say, "Oh, this is an alt." Don't do that. That's just not right. You can't do that. If I had an alt, I wouldn't sit in another syndicate and say, oh, you're an alt. Oh, I'm going to report an alt. Stupid. Don't do that. But that's just me. No one, you don't have to believe me. You don't have to say that I'm in the right or in the wrong, but that's just the truth. The truth will always set you free, dear. And Peter does have, like, four or five alts. Everyone knows that. Everyone knows that. Shani, I love her to death, so I'm not going to say anything wrong about her. That's just it. But the rest of them can really just kiss my fat ass, because I know that you have an alt. I know that your alt can't really talk in a chat because you're too busy chatting yourself. It's just in mathematical genius that I am. Well, not really. Yeah. But you can't talk when you're on the other one talking. But that's just me. It's kind of like what I saw in World Chat today. Antonio was talking, and then all of a sudden, the rest of her minions/group/syndicate, whatever, they all of a sudden disappeared. When she said she was going to go wherever she was going to go. So they all disappeared, at least four people. I think it was Dan, Veronica. Oh, I'm sorry, not Veronica, but whoever Veronica's, whatever. Whatever. Anyway, they all freaking left chat. I was like, God damn, all I was doing was punching some people on World Chat. And they said, hi, Alicia, and they all dispersed like a bunch of fucking cockroaches when they see the light. Yeah, I don't have to really, it's not rocket science, people. When one goes, the other goes, and I can't even post in World Chat because I'm banned. So how is it that the little bitch leaves and the rest of her minions follows? Do they not have a backbone or a voice or anything? No, I don't think they do. I think they're just a bunch of little twats trying to come in and take over the game. Well, good for you. Do it. If that's what you need to do with your life, then please come over. Take over our game. Spin as much as you can. Line the pockets of Kano so that they can do the exact same thing that was done with Mafia Wars. Do it. You can have at it. I can go play Farm Hero Saga because that's the best game ever. And they just put out a new one. Oh my God. It was so great. And now I'm loving it. And I really hardly ever get on to LCN. I do hear and see the notifications come up on LCN and all that kind of good stuff. But let me say this. If you think that you are now going to keep this game up for the rest of us, oh my God, you really are so narcissistic that you think that you're keeping this game afloat for the rest of us. What do you think we've been doing for 7 fucking years? Do you think we've just been playing around and not spinning or not doing anything until you came along? Are you that fucking stupid? No, bitch. Everything was fine. Everything. We were paying. Everyone was playing. Everything was great. And, oh, but let me stop. And thank you. Thank you so much for coming into this game and making it playable for the rest of us, because God knows we would not have had a game until you came in 90 days ago. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I don't even know what to say to you, fucktwat, right now. We didn't need your help to begin with. We didn't need your help to pay for our game. We were doing just fine paying for the game ourselves. We were great. We didn't care if you came in because, you know what, you fucked up your own game and you fucked up your own shit. And if you're going to sit there and say, oh, it's the Zynga, it was all the Zynga's people's fault. It wasn't our fault. We weren't running scripts. We weren't running bots or anything. You lying fucking bitches. And you know better. And don't sit here and try to fucking spew that bullshit, because we know better. You are what killed your game. You. And I can point out every one of you fuckers and you're all in pub. You are the people that killed your game. If you think this is more, what's the word she said? Social? Now you've got my social. This is me being social to you. You fucking killed your game. And if you're going to sit there and say, I did nothing wrong. I never did nothing wrong. But you're a fucking moderator in a bot fucking game? Come on, stop. We're not... We were all born one day, but we're not fucking stupid. And if for you to think that we are, that is what pisses us off. It's not the fact that you spin. It's the fact that you think that we're so dumb that we don't see what you're doing, that we don't see what you did, that we don't see everything. Sweetheart, you can get up to your 11,000, get up there with Nino and Amber Bach, and you can sit there and just play your game. You can be number one, but in all honesty, what's number one if there's not a number two or a number three or number four? There's nothing. So keep clicking, doll, because that's all you're going to have in your life. Fuck, I think you're so pampered that you don't even know the logistics of life, and you don't even know what it is to actually play the game and build up to what you're doing. Build up to your mob. Build up to your fighting stance. Build up to what we all have. You can never do that, and you will never be a part of that. And this is why everyone will never accept you. They will never accept Pub. They will never say, Antonia, you are a part of us. You know who will say it? The chicken shit little squirmy bastards that have always been the chicken shit little squirmy bastards that they have been for the last 7 years, a.k.a. Tom Machine Gun. He's the one that's going to kiss your ass and say, oh, come over and eat some pizza at my house. This isn't Pokemon Go, dude. And stop inviting people to your house, you fucking stupid fuck. Because guess what? She will always look at you as a nobody. You will always be a nobody. And that's just that. It's kind of funny when I read world chat and everything. I'm like, really? Is this what they think of this? Is this how the newer generation is going to come in and say that they're the ones that are keeping this game afloat? No. No, you're not the ones that are keeping this game afloat. What you are is just lining the pockets of Kano like you did with Zynga. So guess what? In due time, you will get the same results as you did with Zynga. All right, break time. Be right back. All right, back to Blog Talk Arena. So I'm in the arena chat because I was let back in. Woo-hoo. Yep, they actually let me back into the arena chat. It's kind of great, but kind of bad for the assholes that didn't want me back. You know, if they want to leave, then that's fine. There's an exit button. But Miss Belinda was actually making a good point. Here is the deal, Miss Belinda. If you, what is it? What's the word I'm looking for? If you block the admins, then they can't let you say what you want to say. That's like a stipulation on the arena chat and the arena as well. Block admins because they're the ones that keep the group going. They're the ones that can see everything. And even if you do block them, they can see. They can still see what you say. So it's really no point in blocking them. We had Barry, what's his fucking face? Barry, stupid fuck, come on. And he enlightened us with his banter, and it was fucking fun. And I'm sorry, Angela, I'm just gonna say I'm sorry right now, but he was fucking fun because he's so fucking ignorant. He was just posting stuff about ignorant shit, and it was just fun, to be honest. And that is the answer to your question, Miss Belinda. You cannot block the admins of the arena and want to be heard, or I don't think they do block anyone until you block them. So that is the answer to your question. Unblock the admins of the arena. There are many. I don't know. I was kicked out of the arena chat for 2 years. And because they didn't want to hear what I had to say, because they're just a bunch of pussy-ass assholes. Yeah, I said that. And they are. Some of them are. I had one come in the other day saying that I didn't belong there, and there was a smell to it. And I was like, come on, guy. Can you not let shit go? Just let it go. And that's what it should be done. If you want to be in the arena chat, these are the stipulations that will have to be succumbed to. And that's just that. I love the arena chat because you can say whatever it is that you have to say. Sometimes things go beyond the norm, and sometimes people start talking about other people's family and whatever. And I'm sorry for all of that. I'm sure I've talked about my dickhead dad. That's my fault. That was years ago, though. I don't ever give him the say that I'm an asshole anymore, because he doesn't even deserve it. But there is the answer to your question, doll. That's just what it is. I did love Barry, a.k.a. Sheep. So let's talk about him. Let's talk about Barry. Anyone have a clue as to whose alt he is? Because he's an alt. He's definitely an alt. We know he's an alt, but he just spouts off at the mouth so much. So I'm thinking James. I've been told that I'm wrong, but maybe so. I'm okay to be wrong. I am. Wrong at times, but not very often. I'm not drunk. God damn it, Chez. I'm really not. I'm just talking. There's a difference. But okay, sure. I'll go get a beer. Thanks. Yes, James. James Fusion. We love James Fusion. We love to hate him. We love to kick his ass. But you know what? We're never going to kick his ass, because he's in, like, you want to know why? And this is my theory. He's in 100 and 200 raids, and he does the minimum on the ones that will finish. So if you think about it, that's 150 to 200 raids of the worst what's the word I'm looking for? It's 150 to 200 raids of the worst loadout or the worst drop thing that he's going to get. Yeah. I would be super fucking great if I got into every raid ever possible. I don't know how that dude sleeps, but to him, it's not to me. I have to work and actually pay for what I have to do. So I get out every day at 5 o'clock in the morning, and I go and I work. I come back home, get on the LCN chat and everything. But yeah, of course he's going to beat you because he is playing all the raids. I don't think he sleeps in those days, but oh well. If you think about the lowest drop, it's really not that low, to be honest. And that's where he gets his shit from. It's so funny that we're talking about James now. When he was in SICU, he wanted to tell everyone how to win the game and how to be a superior. And then he let his mouth get the better of him, and they kicked him out. So it's kind of funny to see him back in SICU when he's just a fucking douche. I mean, the dude is a douche. And I can't see many people attacking and killing him because he's got so much going on. But he can't say that he doesn't pay, because I think he does. He does pay to play the game, and that's okay. Like I said earlier, it's okay to fucking pay the devs and buy their houses and buy their cars or do whatever. It's okay to do that. I'm not getting on to anyone for doing that. What I am getting on to, that you're not clicking that goddamn much. For real. Let's just be honest. And let's just be real. I can click with the best of them, and I cannot do that kind of shit. So, whatever everyone wants to tell you, if they want to keep on saying, I swear, I'm just clicking my life away. But then turn around and say, oh, I'm glad that you made me your target, and now you're just clicking your life away. Isn't that kind of redundant? Isn't that kind of stupid to say, hey, I'm clicking my life away, but you're an asshole, and you're the lower person for clicking at my fucking people? Bitch, don't you know that you're being stupid at this point? And just stupid. Oh, I just don't get it. How do people sit in world chat? Because we've all been bad. At least the good players have been bad. Or banned. All the good players have been banned from world chat. And the rest are the newer people and the nearer people. So we've all been banned from world chat. And we have all been told that our money doesn't matter anymore. We have all been told that we're just not good enough. And that sucks. It sucks that Kano said, hey, we're going to take these newer players on, and we can give shit less about you, and we're just going to ban you for saying, daisies, or whatever. Mort got banned. He says he's going to quit, but I don't believe it. I'll still be on. But we're all getting permanently banned. For what? What are we getting permanently banned for? For speaking the truth? For actually telling everyone what's going on? Well, so is it that you have some shitty-ass skeletons in your closet, Kano, that you don't want people to actually point it out to you? That's stupid. Don't do that, dude. But every one of you will continually get banned as long as Antonia is clicking on the game, because she will find a way to make sure that you are. That's just the way it is. And that's the way it's going to have to be, because new money equals better than old money, even though in real-life situations, old money is better than new money. That's... I don't even know how to explain that. It's always been that way. It has been that way in America for hundreds of years. Old money is better than new money. Have you not seen this shit go on? You know it. You see it every day in the presidential election. You will see it. Old money is better than new money. But, all right. We will let Antonia have her way with the rest of us. And we will let her walk us all from World Chat. We will never be able to say anything. If you say my butt slash my ass, you're going to get banned for a week. You're going to get banned for saying a vibrator in her twat might be better than a dick in her twat. But hey, that's not up to me. That's not to us. That's just up to the rest of the World Chat. Whatever. That's what happens, I guess. So we're just going to have to deal with it. We will all get banned eventually. I think eventually the rest of us will be weeded out to where we're no longer a thing in the game, or we're a person in the game, or we're a mobster in the game. We will be weeded out eventually, and the new people will come in, mostly pub, because they spin. And hey, we spent too, but fuck, I guess we're just not good enough. I got banned for saying something about a clicker or something like that. It was just stupid. And I got banned. They were just looking to get me out no matter what. And the new thing is they can ban your game and ban your chat no matter what. What? Nothing you can do about it. Nothing. They can do it at their discretion, and they don't care, and they don't give two shits less about you or the money you've spent or about anything, because it's all about the new players. And they have really shown that to us, have they not? What have you gotten in the last 3 months? You haven't gotten shit in the last 3 months. They gave you a 50% boost on your stamina or whatever. Not really anything. And you keep spinning in order to beat the people that you don't like that are coming in. So, and be sure to know that I'm not really lying to you all. Antonia has reported us all. As much as you think that you're friends with her or whatever, she and her people have, and they are going to take over this game, and that's okay. Let them do it. Let them spend their money. Let them be the gods of Elfian, if that's what they want to be. Let them do it, and let them spend their money, because we can actually sit back and just have fun with them, list them, do whatever you have to do. And no, it's not that I'm all about living my life for Antonia. It's just that I don't want to see this game go away, but I just see it happening. It's because of people like her. It's because of people like her syndicate. It's just wrong, dude. If you want to spend $100,000, and so be it. If you want to spend it in 3 months, so be it. My problem is I don't foresee you clicking that goddamn much, to be honest. No matter how much you say you do, you're a lying sack of shit if you can click that many times. And I will ask Kano. I can ask Kano, but every time I ask Kano, we get in trouble for asking Kano. We get banned for asking Kano. We get whatever for asking Kano. So we can't ask about her. We can't ask because she's lying in their fucking pockets, and that's just wrong. I mean, when are people just going to say, this is fucking wrong, and we're just not going to do it anymore. We tried to do it last raid, but this raid apparently was not whatever. Okay, folks, I'm going to look at this. It's 50 minutes left. No one's calling in, even though the guest call-in is 602-753-1803. Break time. See you in a bit. All right, everyone. We have 45 minutes left to go, and I still have no callers. I think that no one wants to call in when it comes to Alicia. Hey, listen, if you have something to say, say it. I'm not going to stop you from saying it. It's really easy. The number is 602-753-1803. I promise I'm not going to cut you off or do anything. If you have something to say, say it. I'm not one to hinder anyone's voice. I really am not. So, if anyone thinks that, it's just not the case. This radio show is for everyone. And it's for, you know, everyone that has something to say. If you have something to say, say it. I'm all about saying it. I know that some people are behind a keyboard and they just want to do what they do and behind their mouth, and they don't want to talk. I put myself out there because I'm just one of those people. I don't mind it. I like talking to everyone. I like saying what I have to say, and I like saying what's on my mind. And it's kind of a downfall because everyone gets on to me for doing it, even though they're really thinking it themselves. I mean, how many of you have sat there listening to this show saying, "You're right, Alicia, you're right"? I'm not trying to get down on anyone. I'm not trying to get down on the game. I'm just trying to get down on what has been happening when it comes to the logistics of the game. The devs have just screwed us over, the older players, and they've really screwed the new players over as well, because now the older players are mad at the newer players. And I think that's what they want. I think that is what their ultimate goal is to pit us all against each other so that the newer players get up into a level to where they can be. They can list the older players, and the older players are just now, some of us aren't like that. I have punched so many people on World Chat. I don't even know them. I don't know who they are. They're just talking on World Chat. I'm just punching them just because. And I never go back and get the kill. I have never done that. It's just not me. I'm actually a good mobster to play with. I will never do that type of shit. But apparently there's an argument going on in the LCN Arena chat, which is great because we need more banter. And it's fun, though. I mean, for all of you that don't know about the LCN Arena chat, this is what this whole radio show is based upon. This whole radio show is based upon talking and saying what you have to say, and you shouldn't be flogged for it, and you shouldn't be taken out of the chat for it. I was taken out for 2 years because some people didn't like what I had to say, and they removed me, and that's fine. I understand that. Shit goes on. Shit happens, but I am with the people that say if the arena chat is for everyone, it should be for everyone. No one should take out people for being in the arena chat unless you block the admins. You block the admins, well, then that's the way it goes. This radio show is based off of the arena chat. Mel, I love you, girl, and I'm giving you a shout out. Derek, everyone that made the arena chat possible, TM, Sean was a creator of the arena chat, and it is a place where you should be able to say whatever it is that you have to say, and you shouldn't be worried about. I think they should let back in everyone. I think that that is what the arena chat is based upon. If you don't like what someone has to say, you can always block them. That's in the game and in chat. If you don't like what people have to say, then block their asses and be done with it. That's just simple. But don't... I guess if you have to block your admins, but don't do it because it's just admins. They're admins, and don't do it. They really don't give a shit about you anyway, so be done with it and let it go. Let shit go. This shit's been going on for like 5, 6, 7 years. So point in, you know, a beating a dead horse. If you block an admin, then you will not be allowed into the arena. I love how people say that the arena isn't anything, but yet everyone's trying to get into it. I love how people say that the arena is not the place to go, yet everyone's trying to get in it. The arena is the best place to go talk and get your shit out. It's where we've always gone for the last 5 or 6 years. I mean, you want to know why Antonia isn't in the arena? Because she doesn't want to hear what the truth is. You want to know why everyone that has ever been in the arena has left? Because they don't want to hear the shit that is the truth. That is the God-honest truth. No one wants to be in the arena if they have their own shit and their own demons to look out for. If you're in the arena, good for you. You have a backbone, and you want to hear what people say, and you want to whatever. Listen to me. If I say anything in this game, and this will be the only thing that I will say, the arena is the best place to go to get your shit out if you need to. That's it. If you don't want to be there, then good riddance. But don't sit there in World Chat and make fun of our group that we have had for the last 6 years. It has worked. It has happened. And you know what? You know what your problem is? Problem is that you don't want to hear what everyone has to say about you, Antonio. You don't want to have to hear what we all think of you. And that is your fucking problem and not ours. It's not our fucking problem. And that's a cowardly fucking way out. Because you're a pussy. You've always been a pussy, Antonia. And what you do is you buy your way up. And you don't want to hear what the rest of us have to say. And that's pretty fucking shitty and cunt-like. But that's the way you are, and that's fine. I have always been a member of the arena, and I take shit from there. I always get my fair share of asshole-ish and all that, and that's fine. I take it in stride, and I move on. That is the difference between me and you. I take my shit, I take it on the chin, do whatever I have to do, whatever. I cannot play the that next day or whatever. But what's funny is that you were a part of the arena, Antonia, and you're chicken shit out. Can your chicken shit, or can you money pay for your chicken shit out? No, I don't think so. You want to know why we don't like you? Because you're a chicken shit. You like to sit there and talk your shit on World Chat because you know that the devs won't fucking block your ass, but you can't come into the arena and say anything to us because we will knock you the fuck back down and knock you back into the real world and tell you everything that needs to be said. Sorry, boo. That's just what it is. That's kind of funny that you talk in World Chat knowing that none of us can talk back to you, knowing that we can't say whatever it is that we have to say. And that's fine. You got us all kicked out. Thank you. But really, you can't come on the arena because you're just a pussy. You won't say anything on the arena chat. You can't say anything. Anyone can add you into the arena chat and you will bow out like a good little bitch. Because that's who you are. And that's okay. You can bow out. It's okay. But don't ever say that we don't know what the fuck you are doing. Don't ever say that we are the ones that ran you out. No, you removed yourself because you know better. And don't ever call our fucking chat pissant, poor fucking thing where people and haters go, you know what? You couldn't cut it in the arena chat, bitch. That is what needs to be said. You could never cut it in the arena chat, and you could never put your foot down and talk with you and spew your bullshit in the arena chat, because the arena chat is full of veterans, and we know that you're just full of shit. So say it again, Antonia, say it again in World Chat, that we're not worthy. And that you keep this game going because you spend. Bitch, you don't fucking spend. We spend. We may not have the dollars to accumulate what you have, but I can tell you one thing. You ever get your ass back in this fucking arena, and we'll let you know. We'll fucking let you. Well, we will light up Hub every day, all day. All right? Alicia, out.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Baba Booey.
Baba Booey!
But it's really hard to fucking hide who I am. Baba Booey, you know, kind of dead giveaway.
Baba Booey! What's up?
Hey now. Nothing. Fuck Antonia.
Fuck Antonia. That's what I've been trying to say this whole goddamn 2 hours.
I could give a fuck about this game or World Chat, but I find myself actually playing it, so that you must be doing something right.
It's funny, though. It really is. I mean, she got on World Chat and basically said that the arena chat and the arena was just shit, and I was like, are you serious? And no one said anything. Probably because we're all banned.
That's why I don't play anymore. All the fun people got fucking banned out of this. I used to have it open because I used to laugh. It was like adult conversation. It was this what drew me back to this game, and now it's like whatever.
It's cheaty because she's taking her whole fucking group, and they're all reporting us, and it's like, are you serious, dude? Why? We're the ones that make the game fun. We're the ones that entice you. We're the ones that do whatever it is that you need it. Who else is going to fucking hit your ass, dumbass?
Good times.
I mean, really, who would she be without the rest of us lighting her ass up? And she says that we have no life. No, bitch, you have no life.
Angie's hearing it. She's digging it.
I mean, seriously. if we had no life by lighting up her syndicate, where would she have any life? It's just redundant and it's stupid.
Well, no, that's a strategy, lighting up her syndicate, because the whole reset bounty thing, that's been put in there for pussies, too. It's like your shit should reset at the end of the day no matter how many people fucking list you. Why is that caveat even in there?
Yeah. You know why you're so lit up? Is because we don't like you. And now you're going to sit here and say that you make the game for us?
Oh.
Really? I mean, seriously, she sat there a few hours ago and said, I spin and I make it playable for you all. What the fuck did we do for the last 7 years without you?
Mm-hmm.
Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do? Did we just sit here and twiddle our fucking dicks and our twats and the fucking... No, we didn't. Oh, but thank you, Antonia. Thank you for coming and spending some fucking money and making sure that we had a game to play. You twat. Really. That's a narcissistic little bitch that apparently doesn't have anything else better to do with her time or her money except sit and click towards the Godfather. Oh, my God. I don't even know what I did for the last 7 years.
No.
Really?
The game is not fun anymore. It really isn't. It's fucking, it sucks. And it's not about spending. I mean, you're going to have that no matter where you go. No matter what you do, whatever sport, somebody's going to outspend you. It's the way they just codify that shit and take the competition out or the fun. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Ba ba booey. Ba ba.
Hey now. What's up, Slick?
What's up? You guys got me going when you started freaking, when you called and then I hear Antonia and she's making freaking stupid laughing my ass off. Bitch, you ain't got no ass. You can sit on your freaking ass all day at home paying for a damn game. How pathetic are you?
I mean, really, if you think about all the clicks that she's done, she says that she's doing it and by herself. Okay.
I was at work.
That
I missed all of that.
It has to be like, I click every day, all day. I paid for my stuff, is what she said.
No, she pays for a bot service. We all know that for a fact. And it's coming down on her sooner than she thinks.
Oh, but you can't say that.
But you can ask
Kano. Don't say the bot word in chat.
Oh, guess what? This ain't world chat. She can get me banned from anywhere she wants to get me banned from. She can't.
Not
here. She can't get me banned from this.
No.
This is where the adult conversation happens.
She can never get. She can't even sue my ass because freedom of speech, baby. And then where the world or where Kano is, it's Canada. And they have a good freedom of speech law. And I've looked it up.
She's a freaking whack job. Who sits behind a computer 24 hours a day and spends $50,000 on a game in 3 months? And she has the nerve to say, we're crazy? Are you even kidding me? Like, that's pure insanity. Anyone who looks at that says exactly the same thing. That is absolute pure insanity.
It's narcissistic is what it is. It's like, I want to be number one. So I'm going to do what I have to do to be number one.
Who the hell cares? She ain't nobody.
Yeah, exactly.
And with her sending messages
to Robbie.
What are you
going to do, Dolphin?
Oh, you're listing my friends? Bitch, you ain't got no friends here. You've been playing 3 months. You don't know what friends are, honey.
Oh, no. Tom's her friend. And there's a lot of people.
No, they're ass kissers because they're afraid to die in a clicky game.
Oh.
They're not her friend.
Yeah,
she doesn't know what the meaning of friend is. All
me.
Her friends she left behind in the other game, she stabbed in the back. Oh, I got a whole laundry list of messages that I could share if I wanted to.
It's so funny. It's like my kids. And I was like, they're grown-ass people in your syndicate, and you're calling them your kids? Oh, my God. I just didn't even know what to think at that point. I was like,
pathetic.
This bitch really is narcissistic. And she really is like...
Yeah, she is.
Your kid?
Listen, all of the older players should actually see what a disrespectful twat she is. She came on the World Chat talking about, oh, look, I beat you in 90 days to someone who's been playing 7 fucking years. Do you have any respect? Any at all? She doesn't, obviously doesn't to
doesn't.
Anyone.
And she doesn't care.
What she's gonna,
she thinks
and
that,
she'll do it to them, too, when she reaches their level. It's just who she is. She can't help herself.
Yeah, she really can't. It's just the narcissism isn't the narcissist. I don't even know how to fucking say it. It's her
narcissistic. We know.
Self. It's crazy. Like, how do you do that? How do you get to that point where you think that you have come onto this game and thank you for paying for the rest of us to play?
Yeah. See, I missed all that today. I missed all of it, but I heard it was pretty funny. And come on now, really,
like,
you think
you
play for us
right
to play?
Now?
We've been paying for years, honey. You just got here, so your 3 months did not pay for all the past years we've played. Spend all you want. You can't beat me, period. You may be able to beat me in a fight, but you can't get through my rigs, and you can't freaking get through my ambushes. So bottom line is you can't beat me. All the money in the world cannot give you that.
So why she only punches me? I can list how many. She can't do anything.
And she only lifts me when I'm offline. Because she's a coward and can't get through.
It's so funny. It's like, what did I just spend the last 7 years
doing? Look at her in World Chat. I have a question for the older players. Ain't nobody going to answer you. The only ones that are going to answer you are the losers.
The douchebags as well.
Like Dell.
Yeah.
When we ambush, it means we win, you dumb bitch. Period.
He won't listen. She even said that. I'm not going to list you. Well, then you're just not playing the game very well if you ain't going to list someone. Stupid. I mean, that's
well,
the whole point
the
of the
game.
Pay for someone to win? No. You dumb bitch.
No, when you rapidly buy weapons, you don't have, that's part of the game, having cash and spending to list people. And,
but
and
she never
that's
bought
thing,
any
subsidized.
Of them.
And we don't pay
she
cash
said,
like you do for cash. We're not pathetic.
She said,
sit on your ass and pay a little more, honey.
On World Chat, she said,
yes, we do win. A win is a win. Are you that stupid? Go look at the stats. The stats go up, you dumb fuck.
It's so funny because I know she's listening. I know she's listening.
Of course she is.
She's
writing in World Chat everything we say.
Oh, yeah. I know she is. And it's so good. Hey, you got us all banned. Thank you for that.
No, we're not
and,
paying. We earned that. It's free cash to us. We are not paying like you are paying cash. She's so dumb. She pays cash to list people, to get money, to list people. Like, how pathetic are you? This is a game, a free game. Why would you do that?
She doesn't even list me. She never lists me. I don't think she wants any of me. I think
she only lists me when I'm offline because she knows she can't get through. She's a coward.
She can't. She really can't. She can't do anything. And it's funny that she thinks that our life revolves around her when really her life revolves around us. Baby,
I know.
You
that's
wouldn't
the funny
have,
part.
You wouldn't have anywhere to go if it wasn't for us listing.
That's
I
right.
I just assume list her little minions and be done with it. It's fun to list a little minions, and when they talk back, and I just list them, and they shut the fuck up. But again, she was on earlier, and all her minions were, but they all left when she left.
She don't mean shit to me. She can't do shit to me. I have a real life, unlike her. I have a job. I have a life. I have a family. What does she have? She sits behind her computer. How pathetic.
It's pretty pathetic. It is pretty pathetic.
Well,
I mean,
right
I'm just
now.
At a hotel.
What'd you say? You're at work now?
I said I'm working right now. So it's time
I do that. I do that.
But, I mean, if Antonio wants to call in, the number is 646-200-oh, wait, hang on. 602-753-1803. Antonio, we would love to hear from you. If you would like to,
she's too coward.
No, I don't think
like
she
you said before, she's too afraid to hear the truth.
She thinks that our radio
that we sit back
funny.
And we are hysterically laughing at how pathetic she is. Like, who spends that much money on a game in 3 months? That's what's funny.
That is funny. I could buy a house with what she just
You're
spent.
Not kidding. I sure as hell wouldn't be spending it on a damn game.
And I'm in Colorado. And
we
I
ought to be in Aruba somewhere.
We need to go on vacation.
Yeah.
Antonio,
right?
Pay for our vacation.
On a beach.
Seriously.
Sipping Mai Tais in the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Antonio, please, please, please pay for our vacation. I know you don't like this little girl over here, but I love her. And that's just what it is. So what do you have to say?
More inbox.
Yeah.
Are you whispering?
I'm putting you on the spot. All right, I'm putting it on
See,
the
I miss
spot.
Just watching, sitting back and watching you guys talk. I mean, that's all I used to do. I used to watch you guys and just fucking laugh. Now that's gone. The game, you know what I'm saying? It's like you just.
It is. It's kind of
up.
Boring now. So many people just
Very.
Want to walk away just because it's really stupid now. It's not fun anymore.
Hey, are you in a, is everyone in arena chat?
I am, yeah. I have
Please
it open. It's the first time I've had it open.
You were in it before. Oh, you're not in it.
The arena chat?
Belinda's going nuts. I love Belinda, but...
You are now.
Wait a minute.
You are now.
I think that all should be in arena chat. I mean, it's our world chat. It's for everyone
see whack
that
job
is insane.
Shit, fuck shit about me all day.
Oh, Jesus.
That man needs to take some medication, man.
I love shit. I really do. I do.
Oh,
love
why
do
I
have
to deal with that?
In the back.
Kids great. I'm just going to say that. But I'm sorry, Angela. I'm sorry that you two don't get along.
I had no problem with him. He chose to be an asshole so he can eat his shit for now on because I could care less. I don't care about this game. Honestly, I truly don't care about this game anymore. I very rarely play except to rig Antonia because that's the fun part. Watching her die.
Yeah, watch
a thousand
die.
Freaking
it's
times.
Kind of
what
fun,
was that? 16 times in a row the first time, 7 the last time, 4 the last time, the time before that it was 9. I'll just keep doing it.
She kind of loves you because she never does that to me.
I
don't
know.
I
know,
she,
I know just... she does. It's obvious she has a major crush on me.
I also heard, or also read on World Chat that I'm being used. And no, I'm not being used. I'm pretty sound in my game. And it's funny that she would say that I'm being used. No, bitch, I'm not being used. I just love fucking with you. And
yeah,
I spend all day, every day, thinking about Antonio. That's what I do.
No, you don't. Who are you lying to?
No, seriously. I spend all day, every day, thinking about Antonio. But,
I
know,
you can't help yourself.
I know, it's just such a great thing. She's got her, I love how she's got her Facebook profile pic as an LCN thing. It's kind of cute. I did that too. I was the first to have it happen, though. It was kind of funny when I saw her
Hi,
little
Quack,
Facebook.
My favorite duck.
Huh?
They're in world, different world chat. She said, hi, Slick. I had to say hi to her. She must be listening.
Absolutely.
Oh, of course she's listening. As much as she says she doesn't listen, she's listening. And I love it. I love that she's just on my radar. Because you know she is. You know she got in the very second that I posted my radio show link. And that's kind of funny when she says,
she wants you.
I don't listen to Alicia, but yeah, bitch, you are listening to me. It's funny.
Oh,
she wants your body.
Oh, yeah, everyone wants my body, though.
She's going to have to fight me. Sorry, Antonia, she's mine.
I think she'll be okay with that. It's cute. Oh, my God. Listen, I have to go and eat.
I'm ambushing our favorite person, Dildo.
Who are you ambushing?
The Dildo.
There's lots of dildos.
No, the one and only Dildo. The sick you Dildo.
Oh, Dell. Yeah. As soon as I left CQ, he started on me, and him and Mo and Catwoman and all their alts started getting on to my ass, and I just find it funny that, do you not know who I am? Do you not know that I can
level
call
me.
You out on your alts and everything? Because this is just a bunch of alts. CQ is made up of a bunch of alts. Period.
Oh, look. Antoni is mad she's listing DNA again. How cute.
Yeah, she really doesn't like coffee. And she gets her world chat people to come on. So, take a thing and list the people that are talking shit about DNA.
Fuck them. Who cares? I could care less. It's a game. They're the ones that take it a little too serious.
Yeah. But you know what? She paid for us to play, so...
Oh, that's right. Let's kiss her ass. The LCN diva,
yeah.
As she calls herself.
Yeah, I mean,
nice.
She's the one that is paying for us to play. So let's do that, and let's let her know that, yeah.
Oh, we love you.
You're the one,
you
sweetheart.
Wish.
That's kind of stupid.
Like,
I mean,
you said it
kinda...
before. She will never. She can buy all her money, all she wants. She will never be accepted, ever. Just because of the things she's done.
Only by the fucking kiss-ass twats, which are...
Yep.
Well, I guess that's in her own mind. That's the only thing that matters to her. She's accepted in her own mind. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, that is
true,
that
narcissist,
is what's,
you know?
Seriously, though, when people in world chat come on and say, I love you, Antonia, I just really that stupid. Or you just really that chicken shit. You're just that chicken shit. You're that chicken shit guy. That sits back all the time and says, I love you, because you're just chicken shit. Really? Why? What has she done for you? Did she do one of your raid bosses or whatever because no one else was going to, because that's how she levels? She's not doing it for you, you fucktard. She's doing it for herself, idiot.
Someone sent me a message that says, all the players that appear in world chat, there's an epidemic going on. We need to pass out chapstick from the ass-kissing they're doing.
It's like me getting on to a raid boss and saying, hey, you're a bunch of dumb shit. Oh, I'm sorry. Antonia's in here, so she's going to just kill it. That's stupid.
They should just let her do it. Spend your stupid money. Who cares? You're the one that
really
when Kano closes down or when Kano fucks you, you're the one that lost out.
It just really rubbed me the wrong
way.
And
it will
when
happen.
She said, I pay so that you all can play. I was like, bitch, playing for 7 years. We've been paying for 7 years. How is it that now you're going to be the one to save us all? That's just fucking stupid. No, bitch, you didn't come in and pay just so we can all play for the last 3 months. That's ignorant shit. And are you that fucking ignorant? She is that fucking ignorant. Oh, my God. She really is.
I've spent enough time talking about her. She truly isn't worth my time. She's not worth yours either. She's not worth anyone's, really. I ignore her. I rig her. She tries to touch me when I'm online. I power rig her, and she goes away because she's boring. Truly, very, very boring.
She'll say that I'm drunk and that I gave no one any kind of whatever and that I never let anyone talk, even though, yeah, I don't understand it. I really don't.
You probably are drunk, but who cares?
Exactly.
She don't know me like that. She really don't. Like, if I was, I would love it.
We should stop talking all this crap. I just read Hot and Spicy. She said she's right. We should say hi to Aaron. He's up there. He's watching us. He's laughing at us, telling us we're a bunch of freaking
idiots.
Yeah,
Aaron would kill you, Antonia. Mm-hmm. Sorry. That's just the guy. That's just how he was.
Yeah, he kind of would, but he was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
He was truly an awesome person. He could be so obnoxious when he wanted to be, and so funny.
Yes,
it was a very sad
it was kind of, I wasn't expecting it. And I wasn't.
I don't think
looking,
anybody was.
And it was kind of like, it was, like I said earlier in the show, it was very, for me, I don't know for anyone else, I didn't know about it. So, and it kind of hurt when I saw it. I mean, like, it really hurt my heart. And no matter what goes on, no matter everything, this was a guy that has been here for 7 years. This is a guy that had made me, all of us, smile. I mean, we would smile when he's posed. I mean, he had nothing bad to say about anyone. And I love that about him. And we would just play Words with Friends, yeah. And he would beat my ass, spell out Ashy, and I was like, oh my God, Ashy. I can't believe that.
He had a way of making you laugh no matter what. He always had a way of making you laugh. You could be in the shittiest mood, and he somehow found a way to make you laugh. He was truly a good guy.
In everything
that... I think it. A lot of people have been extremely hurt by this. A lot of people want... a few walked away from the game already, and a lot are just done. A lot. And then it makes you think. It truly makes you think. It's not this game, the stress, the crap, it's not worth it. Life could be over in a second. It's not worth it.
Yeah. And
get out there and live your life. Don't be an Antonia sitting behind a computer spending money the rest of it. I mean, that's just get out and live your life.
Never
do
that.
You only have one.
Yeah, you only have one life. Yeah, you're right. And don't spend it clicking with the rest of us. And don't do whatever. Even though this is a game and we all banter and we all say the things that we have to say, I will say that I'm going to miss that fucking dude more than you would ever know. And that's just me. That's me, Alicia, being real. That I love that guy. And that's, you know, and we all have our own people that we love in this game, but it is our game. It is, at the end of the
day, everyone's
what we
do. Yeah, it is. It's everyone's. And for
even
someone
Antonia.
To walk in, it is her game, too. It absolutely 100% is her game, too. It's just wrong the way she came in thinking that she was going to just be a bull in a china closet, you know, instead of trying to make friends with people. But we all are a community, and in the end, we'll come together somehow, some way, or we'll walk away. Because the game is just, it's not what it was, and it's really, if thing doesn't change, then it'll lose a lot more players.
Yeah, I sent a ticket in. I said, you, Kano, have beaten me, and I'm sorry. Because you really just lost a good player. You lost a good, aggressive player that would spin and that would do whatever, because you let everyone else dictate your game. And that's just what it is. And I don't foresee myself playing for very much longer. I mean, I will play, but...
Yeah, me either. I play when I'm off work. That's about it. No, there's no other... It's just not fun anymore. You know, most of the good players left. So,
but
and the
I
other
want
ones are banned. We're all banned from World Chat, so...
I want everyone
well, that's the
to
thing,
know
though.
That
you
I'm
just,
not
no,
being
most
used.
Of the good players left, but them banning other good or fun or different, you know, style players from the World Chat is what's really killing it. I mean, you're taking the shit away.
Yeah.
Whether people liked you or not like you, you're interesting, you're funny, you're a ball bruster, but you kind of know what you're getting. You know, when Alicia or whatever steps in the chat, it's like, oh, fuck, here it comes, you know, or
yep.
But it's a good time.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, and same thing with you. It's like, I mean, I just watch it. I used to laugh my ass off. I didn't even go in. I was like, I'm not going to say a fucking word. This chick's going to fucking make me miss me out of me, you know? And I just sit back and just kind of flowed. You know, I didn't go in and say, you know, I'm here, you know, suck me or whatever, you know? It was just like, you kind of got to watch the way
be.
It shit goes, you know?
This is the one place where we can't be, you know, subjected to whatever.
Well, we can all go back to the number one reporter is Little Miss Daisy. She has gotten about 3/4 of the people banned, and it's just skyrocketed from there. People just think that that's what they do now, is right, let me come to a game and report people because, I mean,
and why
on,
are we wasting our time on her?
So, exactly, exactly, exactly.
We have another caller.
Sorry, I missed the first half of your show, Alicia. It's Justin.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Justin.
Fucker, how am I doing? Yeah. How are you guys been?
Justin.
It's been a long time.
You have four minutes, boo.
Sorry I missed the first half of the show. I'll have to listen tomorrow, but I'd be amiss without a shout-out to Aaron right now. Going to miss him. He was a great player. He helped me through some dark times. I mean, those of you who know me, I've been through some shit in my personal life, and I've kept playing this game. And you know what? Bottom line, it's fun. We all have a good time. People come and go in this game. There are people that spend a metric fuck ton of money on the game, and God love them that they have it to do it. You know what? It keeps the game going. For those of us that choose to play for free, hopefully you choose a style and a way of building that you're able to continue doing that and not get your ass kicked every minute. And if you don't, well, you're an idiot. And you're going to get fookered. And that's it.
I've been fookered.
We love you.
Yeah, so have I.
Who's that? I don't know.
Well,
yeah, on the call.
That's Ba-Ba-Booey. Ba-Ba-Booey.
But we do love you, Fooker, and we do love Baba Booey, and we do love me some
Angela.
I mean, this whole fucking episode is for Ashy Knuckles, and I know he would love to hear all this stuff, and I know that he would love to just get into this conversation, and I'm sorry
if he
wouldn't.
He would just go on clicking.
Yeah.
Yep.
He'd be chaining SOB, and we'd be serial hunting right now because he'd be listening.
All right. Well, I do thank you all for coming on and saying whatever it is that you have to say. I mean, I really
thank
do.
Thank you, Jess, for coming on and saying that. That was awesome.
Yes, yes.
Good to hear someone else say, you know.
Yeah, thanks for having us, Alicia. I'll listen to the rest of the show. Sorry I missed it. I don't keep up with all the chat rooms. I'm busy in other aspects of my life.
And Antonia, really. But that's all.
Yeah,
she ain't worth
it.
I mean, The game's changed so much. I mean, think about before raids. I mean, raids only have been around, what, a year now, a little over?
Yep.
And before that, it was building. Without the bosses, you couldn't grow your tune. You weren't getting stronger. And now bosses are useless. I mean, every warden boss I do is plus 30 for my total attack and defense.
Yeah.
What does
point
it matter?
It's
it doesn't.
True.
That 17 favor point weapon that I buy, the one that's on sale right now, go get your Aquarius boots. What is that? 406 on attack.
Well, give out that information,
and
dude. 237
on
you.
Get your tips right here on Alicia's show. That's why you can't go anywhere, and you're staying in the game, and keep fighting right alongside you. You haven't been fookered, not in a long time. I'm going to have to get after you soon.
Get 90 seconds, boo. But this show was for Aaron. We love you, Aaron, and we will definitely miss you. And
amen.
For sure.
Yeah,
going. Ashy Knuckles. Love you, dude.
You'll live forever in our hearts. Always.
Always. And we will see you soon, bro. Good night, everyone.
Hopefully not too soon.
See ya.
Night, Alicia. Night, everybody. Click on you later.
Night.
Good night.
Good night, LCN. We love you.